From NPR News, this is News in No Time. Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Coretta Scott King was closely monitored by the FBI throughout much of her life. What you may not know is after the death of her husband and civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr., Mrs. King was followed even more closely. KHOU-TV in Houston, Texas, sifted through hundreds of pages that the FBI kept on Mrs. King, but released after her death last year. With us is the team that broke that story. Mark Greenblatt is an investigative reporter for KHOU-TV, and David Razik is the executive producer of their investigative unit. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Thank you.
David, let's start with this. We know that you used the Freedom of Information Act to get this information and that you were first in line. Congratulations for that. What made you think to do this story?
Well, as I remember it, we were looking at Coretta had just died, which was around January 2006. And we were talking about some of the abuses of COINTELPRO, which was a counterintelligence unit, part of the Hoover FBI, was particularly tasked with against the peace movement and any sort of black freedom or black nationalist movements. So we were discussing what had happened with Martin and Martin Luther King. We just all sort of looked at each other at the same time and said, let's ask for Coretta's file. As I recall it, Mark turning right around and writing the FOIA right there, and off it went.
So, Mark, what do these documents tell us that we didn't know before?
What they really reveal is a picture of surveillance that intensified after Martin Luther King's assassination. They show how the federal government, under J. Edgar Hoover's watch, really ordered all kinds of surveillance on Coretta Scott King. They tracked every movement that she made, every plane trip that she made, and were even reporting where she went and her travels all the way on over to military intelligence.
Well, one of the things that struck me about the documents that I've looked at, in fact, I have one of them in front of me now from your website, is this. We know that someone infiltrated the organization and reported back to the FBI. Your documents indicate that it was a male, at least in terms of one of the reportings. But do you know who the source is?
We don't know who the sources are. The FBI released a number of documents to us under the Freedom of Information Act, but they black out the key source information. So we don't know that. We do know that they obviously had people that were of the highest levels, both likely within the King family or who traveled with them and in other areas of government who were reporting back to the FBI.
What about your contact with the FBI and their response?
They told us that they didn't want to go on camera on this. They had discussed that, as a matter of fact, at the highest levels long before we ever called for comment. However, they did tell me that it was really a story about the old FBI. And the one thing that they did say of some substance was that they said that there are some investigations that began under the old FBI that never would begin today.
Let's talk about the response that you've gotten. First of all, from the family, we know that you delivered 500-plus pages of the document to Coretta's nephew, Isaac Newton Ferris. And by the way, we're going to be speaking with him ourselves right after you. But what response, Mark, were you expecting, and what response did you get?
Tony, we didn't know what kind of response to expect. I'm out here in Atlanta right now, and we delivered the documents to them at the King Center here in Atlanta. I'll be honest, it was a tremendously emotional time. We knew the documents, while they were in our possession, really belonged to the King family, and it was a wonderful moment in the handover of 500 pages of documents that revealed a great amount of historical information, and historical information for us, but very personal information for the family.
David, in terms of the story for you and for your team, what is the significance of uncovering this?
Well, to a certain degree, that there is certainly a great personal significance for me in many ways. I can remember when he died, and of course, watching the funeral and with Coretta, you know, in mourning, and that's probably something I'll never forget. So to actually be able to take a look at, you know, her file and find out, you know, just how much further the FBI's then plan to destabilize and harass the King family went was was really something.
That raises one quick question for me. Do you have any idea, either of you, what the FBI did with that information?
I can take that to some extent. We just know that they forwarded the information on to the highest levels of government. Everyone from Henry Kissinger in the White House all the way on over to the Secret Service, Army Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, they did disseminate the information around all levels of government.
Mark, David, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Mark Greenblatt is an investigative reporter for KHOU-TV. David Razik is the executive producer of the investigative unit.